Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Christine. How may I help you today?
Hi. sorry. Kind of clear my throat. I just wanted to call and ask about I had called about a month and a half ago, around late March 26th, and I had talked to a woman, a lovely woman named Renee, very helpful, about getting a refund to returning a ship, a special edition, one of the gold Star Trek starships that had arrived and was damaged. And she put a note in the account. She said to go ahead and email the customer service email, which I did, with pictures attached of the damaged ship and my order number and everything. I got an automatic response on March 26th, and I'm saying just saying that they get back to me in a few business days, and I have not heard anything since. And I let it go a little while just because figured things are busy, I'm sure, with COVID and just everything in general. But yeah, it's been about a month and a oh, almost God, almost 2 months. It's a little over 2 months now, and I'm just a bit concerned.
Okay. What is the account number? Do you know?
Yes, 1 second. Let me pull up
Is that
the.
is the account attached to this phone number?
Yes, it should be.
Okay, hold on.
But I have the number here if you'd like that.
Oh, I was just gonna pull it up with your phone number real quick since I
Sure,
already have
sure.
that. Give me a second.
No problem. It should be currently it should be at the time it at the time it like this was a special edition or whatever, and it had been it was supposed to have been frozen, that was supposed to be suspended like the regular account, but so it should be suspended. It is suspended now because it wasn't supposed to be suspended at the time, but yeah, sorry, I talk a lot.
You're okay. You're fine. Can you confirm your first name, last name, and the address on the account?
Sure. Michael Daugherty, and it is 2509 Jonathan Road, Ellicott City, Maryland, 21042.
All right. Give me a second.
No problem.
Is it on the Star Trek ship collection?
Yes, the Star Trek Starships line.
And it's on a suspended, is that what you were saying?
Yes, my account, both the specials specific account and the, the regular line account are currently suspended. Just due to financial stuff with COVID and everything. So, but yeah. So basically, the when I had suspended it previously, they had suspended the regular account, but apparently not did not properly suspend the specials account, or the sep it's like a separate number slightly, for the specials line. So I got one, and it was. I would have just kept it and said whatever, because I had received it and then suspended the line, but it came in and it was damaged. One of the engine pieces was either I can't tell if they're if it like broke off in shipping, or if it just was never properly connected, because I've actually had a number of times with one specific model actually, and a couple others, other times, but where like the pieces will come in, or the ships will come in, and it doesn't even look like they broke. It just looks like it was never actually attached. It was really weird. The specific model was Bajoran Solar Sailor, and they it came in, and multiple pieces just were loose in the bat in the box, like it was never attached. And they resent. I had two accounts at the time, one for myself, one for my brother, and they sent replacements two times for both of us. And every single one of that particular model that came in was either broken or just not connected properly. It was so bizarre. Then there's been a couple others since where there's like little piece, like the engine piece or a piece on top of the main saucer section or whatever that has just been detached. It doesn't happen that often, but it's been a couple times. But yeah, this was just, this is again like that. It doesn't even look like there's no like cement, you know, inside the hole or something where the model piece would have been attached. So it's, but yeah, either way, like I said, it came in, I would have kept it and just canceled the or suspended the account properly, but it was damaged, or not put together properly. And I did send in an email with pictures from various angles, including a picture of the, of it in the box with the, shipment like card thing. And I haven't heard anything back in 2 months and 2 days.
I'm probably going to have to escalate this, to be honest, because of the suspension.
To the who?
Just a second. Hang on, okay.
No problem.
So you did send the package back?
No, not yet. I have not sent it back because I was told that by Renee that essentially that they would want to see, you know, again, they'd want me to send pictures to show proof of, you know, the damage or whatever, in order to get it returned and for a refund, and they're, so I went ahead and sent it. She said, you know, they'd get back to me in a few days, like of course the email, the automated email says, and I never heard back. So I didn't send it in because I wasn't sure if there was, you know, I wasn't sure if it was being, you know, if the return was properly approved or whatever. And of course, if I sent it in then and it wasn't approved, then I wouldn't have it to send back later if I had to bring it back up again, you know. So, I mean, I can send it in the next day or two as long as there's confirmation that the request was approved. I haven't touched it since I took the pictures and put it back in the box.
Hang on 1 second for me, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so you want a part reshipped, correct?
Well, no, because I mean I have no way to connect it. I'd like to
Okay.
return it for the refund.
Okay, hang on one second.
Sure thing.
I'm so sorry. I am still with you.
No problem.
Sorry, I just 2 seconds here, okay?
No problem. Don't worry about
All
it.
right. All right. so sorry about that. Thank you so much for holding. Okay,
No problem.
so it has been within 30 days, correct?
Of what?
Receiving the shipment
Well,
of
no.
your, yeah.
I sent the original email. My original call and email was within 30 days. Yes, I received it and I called within, I think I called the same day, if not the day after. And then I also wrote my original email on the first day or on the day, same day I called you. Let me see. I can actually
So were
check to
you
make
told
sure.
not to send it back in?
I was specifically told to send the email so that they could send the email with the screenshots so that they could evaluate if the return request, and I would hear back from them within a couple of days.
And that was within the 30-day window, correct?
Yes, that was either the day I received it or the day after, and the shipment was the order date on the slip in the box is March 12th, 2021, and my call and email to the to Eagle Moss were on March 26th.
Okay, hold on. I got to send an escalations form on this. Okay. I can
Okay.
also give you the return address for returning the product. However, it has to be within a 30-day window to receive a refund. But I'll do an escalation form and see if when they get back to you, if they can possibly take care of this due to the fact that you were told some wrong information
Okay.
in regards to just taking a picture of the damage, because what should have really happened is you should have just boxed it up with your invoice, sent it back to Eagle Moss or the warehouse, I should say. And that's when the warehouse receives it within that 30 days, that's when they process the refund. So I don't know
Okay.
why you weren't told that.
The way it was said to me, at least, and like I said, I don't want to get woman in trouble. She's very helpful, but the way it was said to me was that essentially, because I asked her about it, she said to get a refund. She said first you want it replaced, and I said, well, I actually like the refund because it was originally says the account was supposed to be suspended anyway. And she said, well, okay, then they're going to ask you, then they're going to want you to send an email with proof of the damage, and then you'll hear back in a couple of days. Now I will say that doesn't explicitly state don't send it back. But it didn't say go ahead and send it back in the meantime.
Right.
Yes, and so and of course I like I said, there is an email that was sent to the customer service, and I got a reply, automated reply, so I know that it was received, and that does show that is absolutely within the 30 days of request of a request for return, and I did not get an answer at all, which is actually very unusual. I will say you guys are relatively timely, very timely generally in responses for customer service, so
Thank you. And
of
again,
course.
I apologize on when or how the information got confused. And I am going to send this to Escalations to see if maybe they can rectify that for you.
Okay.
Okay. Just bear with me while I fill this out.
Sure. So what will my part in this be? Do I sit and wait to be contacted or
Correct. Again, you should receive a phone call and or email about what is going on, okay? I'm
Okay,
just writing your
and
description of the problem right now. Was told to send a picture of the broken product, wanted the refund for the product, was never told to send it back within the 7-day time frame. Was in contact several times within the 30 days and still was never told.
Yes, and no, there was no response to the email that I sent as well,
Okay. And
other
that
than the
was on.
automated one, of course. Yeah, sorry. I sent the email on March 26th, so
Yeah.
within the 30 days, same day I called, and I received the automated response saying that we'll get back to you within a few business days, and I did not get a response.
Okay. Hang on 1 second, okay?
Sure thing.
March 26th. Let me just write this out real quick.
Yep, no problem. Yes, March 26th.
Okay. What's up? 15 more minutes. I'm just sending an still with you. Almost done. Okay.
No problem. I appreciate all the help.
Of course. I'm so sorry for all the confusion. Hopefully they'll be able to clear it up with you. I just don't have that kind of power.
Gotcha. No problem.
Almost done.
Okay.
The 26th, correct?
The day that I sent the email? Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And called, yes, the 26th of March.
No response to the email sent on the 26th of March.
Correct.
Okay, I went ahead and sent that through to Escalations. Like I said, hopefully they'll be able to have the powers to kind of change things. I'm not really entirely sure if they can do anything about it because of it being out of that 30-day time frame.
Okay.
But that's the best I can do for you right now.
Okay, and they will contact me either way, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah, the only other thing I'll ask is, I believe that when I asked about suspending it, I believe that the account suspension ends on June 1st. Could you check that for me? Because if so, I do need to extend another couple months. I've got 15 applications into various jobs and nothing, no hits yet. So I
need to.
Oh, no. Here's hoping, you know, one of them, NASA, apparently, I'm a computer engineer, one of NASA Goddard in Maryland, they're saying that for one job position I applied for in January, that they have up to 6 months to make a decision, and which is ridiculous.
What?
But yeah.
Six months?
Yep. So I have. So I mean, that's.
I mean, are they on FaceTime?
Yeah, I don't know. But
good
yeah,
question,
so I just,
right?
Exactly. So yeah, I believe the suspension ends on the 1st, and if so, I'm gonna need to extend that probably till like August.
It is suspended until the 2nd of June.
June, okay. Could you, by any chance, extend that to August 1st?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Man, this thing is so slow.
I totally understand. As
it's on NASA
an engineer,
time.
I have to work on this stuff all the time. And yeah, NASA time. Exactly.
And you want it till August?
Yeah, would September 1st be doable? Just actually now
yeah.
I think about it.
That's the very
right,
last
great.
Time.
Oh, perfect. September 1st would be absolutely fantastic. Thank you. And make sure that's the specials as well as the base account.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let me go ahead over to the specials, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Hang on.
No problem.
Where are you? Come on, pop up. Not that one. There it is. Come on, little guy. Tell me it just did not close.
I
swear. I
totally understand these problems.
Freaking thing. Sorry, you time out after 15 minutes of use. You can no longer help people. Mwahaha.
I totally get that. Ugh. I tell you, just during my classes in college, I was just a running joke with my friends and myself because as a computer engineer, you know, you're supposed to work and learn how to use hardware and coding software and such. Every single class that had a new software or hardware we had to work with, I would inevitably somehow end up with a problem that no, but not my fault by any means. They've all verified that. The TAs, professors, and whatever class it was, there's always at least one problem that I'd run into where nobody else has ever run into the problem before, according to the class, the TAs, and the professor. So I totally get it. These things are so fickle.
I swear, it literally does this. After 15 minutes, it's like, oh, sorry. You're like, oh, my God, can you just not? I literally just clicked on your specials account and went, boop, timed out. Now we're just waiting to get back in. But that's okay, because you will be my last call before the long weekend. Woo!
Hey, nice. That's awesome.
I know.
Hope you have a good one.
I know. Well, I have to work on Sunday, but I'm pretending like that doesn't count in my head because I'm off on Monday and Tuesday.
Well, there you go. If you
so
get
in my
Tuesday
head,
off,
I'll be on holidays. Yeah. So, I'm grateful. I will
sure.
get this done, and I will be done, and we will be done, and your stuff will be done, and...
And that's the best way for
end,
it.
We end on a successful call. I can't speak anymore today. I cannot do it.
I get that, too.
Yeah.
My girlfriend likes to joke. She's an English major, so she likes to joke with me about whenever I screw something up when I talk. She's like, what, you're forgetting your English today?
A lot of it for me is the coffee. I don't drink a whole lot of it, don't get me wrong. I just, it just dries my tongue out come the end of the day. So I'm like, ugh, and no matter how much water I drink, I take a drink of water and then I take a drink of coffee. I'm like, oh yeah, I was supposed to clear up that issue. No.
I just personally, I can't drink coffee. I the taste is so off-putting to me. I am lucky enough. I have ADHD, so my body naturally, I'm just naturally very hyperactive energy-wise, so I don't need the coffee, thank God.
You know what? I'm like that. Okay, wait, before I forget, you want this suspension to go to September?
Yes, please. September 1st would be lovely. Thank you.
Yep. It is. Okay, that's done. Suspended, both of them, till September 1st.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
And I'm very naturally hyper as well, but ever since I've had to, like, work from home, I'm like, whoa, I need to, like, I feel like the coffee kind of calms it down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
as weird as it sounds, because otherwise I sit here and I'm like, I can fold that blanket while I talking and while I'm waiting for this program and everything is going. Yeah. I just feel like it calms it down a little bit, minus some of the extra talking I can do.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, for ADHD, you know, for my medication, it's, there's stimulants that help calm me down. So, you know,
Yeah. I just run around just unmedicated because I've never actually been diagnosed. Not that
mm-hmm.
I have it or anything. I can calm myself down pretty well or bring it back, so to speak. But, I need the coffee just to, not to motivate
I
me by
that.
Any means. I think it's just from being at home where I'm like, squirrel, squirrel, you know, and I'm like,
yep.
Oh yeah. Hi, I'm still on this phone call, you know. So, yeah. Anyway, I did escalate that email off for that return shipment. Hopefully, they'll be able to help you and be able to locate those emails and see that you were in notified and maybe help you get a return on that. I don't know why she wouldn't inform me to go ahead and stick that shipping label in or
mm-hmm.
I lost the word.
No, I get it.
The thingy in the box with the, not the shipping label, the oh my God, I can't think of the.
No, I get the order,
that's
the
gonna,
order paper.
The
or whatever.
Order pro. Yeah. That's really going to bother me now. I'm going to get off the phone with you and be like, the brada. Oh, my God. Why she wouldn't verify to just go ahead and stick that in the box. So if you have further issues in the future when you do start your collections again, if anything like this happens, just go ahead, take your pictures before time, stick that label in there, send it back to the warehouse, and that way you avoid all of the 30 days. You can say, I do have the pictures. The package is on the way to the warehouse. I will, and then, you know, that way the warehouse will have that package. You have the pictures. If they need them, no problem. You know that package is getting there within that 30 days.
Okay. Sounds good. Is there a specific amount of time you'd recommend I, like, in case, like, for instance, if I don't hear anything from the ticket or whatever, how long should I wait before contacting you guys again?
Tuesday.
Tuesday? Okay.
Tuesday. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Eagle Moss.
What was your name again, by the way?
Christine.
Christine. All right. Great. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. And thank you again for calling Eagle Moss, and you enjoy your day.
Yes. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.